if you're worrying about all of the kids being in their cars and being boy racers, maybe you might like to have a look and come to Auckland and have a look at the bands in Devonport. They're full of teenagers who are doing fascinating things. One example would be the Electric Confectioners. White Birds and Lemons would be Lemon would be another. Another would be the Czechs. They just released a new single, and they've got it, their first album coming out in August. This is the single. It's Hunting Whales by the Czechs, just one of a number of bands who've come out of Takapuna Grammar and the Depot in Devonport. The Devonport sound, you might say, has been created in those two places, but you might also say that the Devonport sound is broader than just a few bands. I asked Linda Blinko at the Depot just what exactly that sound is.
Devonport sound, there is a Devonport sound, and Devonport sound is attributable to a certain number of bands, most of them out of Takapuna Grammar School, starting with the Vales and the Czechs and White Birds and Lemons and the Electric Confectioners, and the sound has in common the fact that they describe as their models and mentors Bob Dylan, the Beatles, Jimi Hendrix and the Doors. And they have a particular sound, and they have a particular look as well.
But that's not all of Devonport, is it?
No, the sound in Devonport is enormous, really. There's experimental music, there's classical music, there are bands who take their influences from bands like Tool. There are older bands who are getting involved in music after a long time away. It's an incredible mix.
And of course, none of this happens in a vacuum, does it? You've got two things going on here, it seems to me. On the one hand, Takapuna Grammar, but also the Depot that we're sitting in here now. What exactly happens here at the Depot?
The Depot's been going for 11 years and has always been aware of a huge interest in music, so that's 11 years ago. And we built a rehearsal room and facilities for a recording studio, and have had bands coming in and rehearsing ever since.
And it's publicly owned space, the whole
thing?
Yeah,
we're a community arts centre, but the building's owned by council, but we've developed it.
Yes, well, we're sitting in the recording studio at the moment, and to our left we can see the human ceiling, and it's paper mache, it's chicken wire, it's like nothing I've seen before, but apparently it's pretty acoustically good.
It's acoustically brilliant. It's had the tick of approval from many people. Graham Brazier recorded his album here. Drummer from REM came in and thought it was brilliant.
And anybody can use it. If I'm a 17-year-old with a guitar and my mates, what do I have to do?
You just come in, talk a little about yourself and what you want to do, and if the space is available, we'd book you in and hand you a key, take $20 off you, and leave you to it. And the space is well respected by the people who use it.
And that's the interesting thing, isn't it, that you've got all of these teenagers involved here, and you pretty much leave them to their own devices, don't you?
We do. As long as they want to be left to their own devices, if they want to gain information or learn how to record, then we'll certainly be hands-on. But as long as they're happy to be doing their own thing and they're respecting the space, that's fine by us.
And you're getting plenty of them.
More currently than we can accommodate. So we're looking for new spaces at the moment where they can rehearse.
It's not just the rehearsals too, is it? You've had them organising their own concerts. How did that come about?
Young people are incredibly resourceful, and given that freedom, they're doing an amazing job. A bunch of young bands from Takapuna Grammar School wanted to organise a gig, and they organised, I think, 7 or 8 bands from mainly Devonport, but from other parts of the city, and got them together. We got the PA, and they provided the transformer, and it just went ahead. It was very easy, very laid back, and well attended. Over 500 kids there, I'd say.
And no riots, no upheaval, no trouble.
We've never seen anything like that. We've just seen a lot of really great young people having a brilliant time.
And if you can get more space, there'll be more potential for them to be doing that.
Yeah. One thing we lack, and I think we really lack it on the North Shore, is a venue for gigs that are really accessible, that are affordable and young people friendly. We could see putting on gigs that would cost kids $5 a pop to go to, and they'd have a ball. And we'd be able to do it really easily. There's so much talent around.
And that's the other thing about this place, isn't it? That you are kind of a village square.
Yeah.
And that if creative people can find somewhere to meet or simply be in a common place and see what other people are doing, that must be quite encouraging.
I think it is. I think it crosses all the gaps that have been created, and like the generation gap, the wealth poverty gap, all of which exist on the North Shore, but which the arts bring together people through and transcend.
It's Late Night Shopping Spree, new single by The Electric Confectioners. Callum Gunn, until recently, was a member of that band. These days he's running sound services at the depot. I asked him a little bit about that.
So you're doing about four things at once. You're doing a sound engineering course. You're also taking care of things here. What are you doing altogether?
Well, I guess the thing that takes up the bulk of my time really is I'm doing a diploma in audio engineering and sound production, which is at Mains. As well as that, I'm a studio recording engineer down here at the depot. As well as that, I am an avid player and listener of music. I play in a couple of bands.
And Electric Confectioners was your last band. Was it also your first band?
Well, it was my first real proper band.
And you were all at Takapuna Grammar at that point?
Yeah, at that stage. We did music performances a class, which was great because that was sort of an hour each day where you could just use the facilities and just practice. And you get NCEA credits for being in a band and that sort of thing, which was very cool indeed. So,
was there teaching as well, or were you largely being given the room to experiment?
The teachers would sort of, you know, just check in every now and then, make sure that we were keeping on going, and of course they'd, you know, sort of help us out with anything that we needed, you know, and that sort of thing. But I mean, most of the time it worked out pretty well because we were motivated enough to just be going along doing our thing and that sort of thing. So.
And was that a big bunch of you who'd be doing that?
There was usually about 12 of us or something like that, and it was just whoever wanted to, you know, play a song or have a jam. And there was guys in there, all the guys from the Electric Confectioners, and there was members of the Czechs who are doing very well now, and another local band, Whitebirds and Lemons. And I mean, the main thing though was just the space itself, because I mean, that's something which, you know, you can't really just go anywhere and turn the amps up to 11 and just play, you know.
There is everybody remarks on this notion of a Devonport sound, about how there are a lot of different acts running here, but that you guys and the Czechs and the Vales and Whitebird and Lemons and those sort of people all do have something of it. There's a sort of commonality of interest. Where did that come from?
I think a lot of it is to do with the sort of attitudes that are around in kids in Devonport when they're growing up. It's just the sort of place, I guess, where, I mean, just generally speaking, a lot of the time people get on with their parents quite a lot better, you know, and I'm not entirely sure why or anything, but it's one of those things that one, you know, a few people will do it and then more people will catch on, that sort of thing, and, you know, somebody's gone through their parents' record collection or been shown something by their parents or something like that, and then they realise, oh, actually, you know, that's not so bad.
And then one day you're on the stage at Big Day Out.
Oh, yeah, that was definitely a highlight. I mean, yeah, there were several experiences in the Electric Confectioners which were sort of, you know, you did kind of stop and go, well, you know, how did we get to this? But I mean, it's always a gradual process, you know. Like, there was a lot of stuff leading up to that. I mean, a lot of stuff even just leading up to the band actually coming into creation.
The thing that strikes me about the local scene here is that the young people are keen. They're really keen to see the acts, and they're keen to come out for them.
it's another one of these chain reaction things, I guess, where, you know, they see that somebody can do it, so, you know, they figure why not and that sort of thing. And it's interesting, actually, because just over the last few years, I mean, I'd say probably the average musician's age in Devonport has gotten drastically lower and that sort of thing, which is really cool. I mean, every songwriter has to write their, you know, their bad songs at some point, and usually they're the first songs you write. You know, these guys won't be very old at all, and they'll be writing good songs, you know. I mean, I think they're writing good songs anyway, so... I mean, it'll be pretty incredible to see what comes out over the next few years anyway.
He's not kidding. Some of these bands are starting at intermediate. There is, in fact, an intermediate school battle of the bands. And here's a track from the runners-up, North Coast Intermediate. Not only does the depot have all of this music and art and recording going on, it also has a radio station about to take to air. Louise Evans is setting it up.
Jam Radio, it's called.
And you have an awful lot of talent to draw on around here.
Absolutely, yes. And it's, I mean, every week we just get more and more people coming in, and the diversity of talent is quite incredible as well.
What's your feeling about the Devonport sound? Do you see anything that any sort of common strand?
I see it mainly. It's very self-possessed sound. I know what I like. I know how I'm going to do it. I know how to. You know, there's definitely, they're owning the material that they're playing, and as a result, you're getting some incredibly confident bands that are coming out of the shore. Yeah.
When you have a gathering of people, they do tend to start firing off one another. Do you get,
yes,
that sense that there's,
yes,
because you've got a kind of a meeting place here, people are able to come together and see what one another are doing.
Yes, oh, definitely. And I hope this is something that the radio might be able to do, is provide a bit of a forum for that sort of thing, and that people should be able to express, you know, what they really want to express, what they really want to hear, or perhaps something slightly obscure that they really do want to, you know, they want to satiate that curiosity in some way. I mean, I'm all for promoting just for that people are allowed to be diverse, you know. I mean, and the shore is typically depicted as an area that's not particularly diverse, for example, but it's not actually entirely true, and that there's some really interesting people within our community, and they should all be able to have some form of expression, or be at least encouraged to.
Louise Evans from the Depot. Electric Confectioners are on tour with Evermore next month, and you can see the Czechs playing in Auckland June as well.